Attorney General John Ashcroft recently announced what he called a wartime reorganization of the Justice Department and the FBI. Although he offered few details, he said the FBI would focus more on preventing terrorist attacks than on solving bank robberies and white-collar crime. The future of the FBI can be seen at the FBI Academy in Quantico, Virginia, where the Bureau trains new agents. NPR's John McChesney visited the Academy to see what the recruits are learning and what changes are being made in the curriculum.
The Del Brown double-wide trailer doesn't look sinister sitting here in the gray, rain-soaked Virginia woods. But inside are three people suspected of kidnapping and wounding a young woman and receiving $100,000 in ransom. The suspects are known to be armed. The kidnapping began early in the morning when a distraught man burst into a mock FBI office.
Excuse me, I need some help. I'm looking for the FBI office. My daughter's been kidnapped and I need some help.
Okay.
Do you know where it's at?
Yeah, it's right here, sir. We're right here.
Have a seat. We're going to take care of it.
Oh, man. If I find out who they hurt my little girl, I'll blow their asses away. I swear I will.
Five FBI cars now surround the house. This is Hogan's Alley at the FBI Academy, a very realistic imitation town, complete with a bank, a laundromat, a warehouse, fast food joint, and a residential section. These are real buildings, not Hollywood facades, but the bad guys are not real. They're professional actors. And there's no rehearsal. Hushed radio transmissions now set the stage for taking down the suspects.
Reinhardt, I want you to pull in through the McGruff sign, getting ready to help me out on the front door of the trailer.
From time to time, someone inside pulls a curtain back and peers out. Radio voices grow tense.
We got subjects coming around. Hillary and him and a female.
Two women and a man emerge and get into a red SUV. An agent on foot streaks toward the car, gun drawn, and a car swoops in to block the street.
FBI! Put your hands up now! Everybody, put your hands up now!
Car doors fly open. 40-caliber Glock handguns and 12-gauge shotguns are leveled at the vehicle. With hands held high, the suspects emerge slowly.
Get down on your knees. Don't move.
Yes, don't move. Okay. Get down to one side.
I can't do that.
I'm going to help you.
Well, when I slam my face on the ground, you can just kiss my ass.
Do you have any weapons on you?
I'm not talking.
Secure.
Secure.
Where?
At any given time, there are roughly 1,000 students here taking the intensive 16-week course. And in addition to its own agents, the Academy trains local law enforcement officers and some foreign police. Kathleen McChesney, no relation to this reporter, is the new director of the Academy and is the highest-ranking woman in the FBI. McChesney is a soft-spoken, unassuming person with a reputation as a tough cop. She confirms that since September 11th, the number of FBI job applicants has increased sharply.
The types of people that we used to see years ago were primarily former military, former law enforcement. Now we see a wider variety of candidate, more people with computer backgrounds, engineering backgrounds, foreign language and international relations, backgrounds and educational specialties.
The average educational level for a recruit here is a master's degree. Average age is 31, McChesney says. Starting salary is $42,000. Two students agreed to talk, but didn't want to give out their full names. McAllister has a master's in linguistics and is fluent in three languages, including Hebrew. What has changed for her since September 11th?
The realness of the work. It's impacted me. Coming in at this time, there's more going on in the Bureau. I think that the refocus and the positive aspect of the Bureau is coming to light. The FBI had a really bad rap over the last year or two, and I think that it's going to redeem itself.
Another student, Matt, majored in philosophy at the University of Kansas. He was also in the Army, an officer in the Special Forces. But in spite of the philosophy degree, intellectual activity like intelligence gathering doesn't appeal.
I'm not really an intelligence gathering type guy, I guess. I'd be more suited towards kicking in doors and arresting bad guys, I guess.
During basic training, all of these students, many of whom have never touched a gun, have to qualify with pistols, shotguns, and submachine guns. More time is spent here on firearms training, 114 hours, than on any other subject. Realism rules here. In this case, an agent drives into a simulated ambush by five gunmen and has to fight back with handgun and shotgun. The instructor urges the student on.
When I say go,
That's when everything hits the fan. Ready? Go, go, go! Be smooth now. Feet first, feet first. Stay down. Down lower, lower, lower. Okay, they're down.
One veteran instructor here said that when he joined up 22 years ago, an FBI gun battle was highly unusual. But today's FBI faces a gunfight nearly every week.
FBI, Quantico. Okay, what's the judge's name? Okay, we'll dispatch a team right away.
Back at the mock command center, a phone call swings our class back into action.
Just had a bombing on 202 Center Street. The home of District Court Judge Charles Bryant.
Although the students don't know it yet, this incident relates to an investigation that's been underway since early in their training. The so-called integrated case, with links between seemingly unrelated episodes, unfolds like a mystery novel throughout the entire training period. It's probably the most important part of the training. This is a domestic terrorism case. In this episode, a federal judge sentenced a Montana militia member to jail, and when he got out, he sought revenge with a bomb. But why, 3 months after September 11th, is the Academy still using a domestic terrorism case? Again, Director Kathleen McChesney.
We are in the process of changing that to an international terrorism-based case. That is going to be a pretty substantial change in all the mechanics of how we do that. And that will have lots of applications because when you're dealing in international investigations, there are all kinds of different knowledges that agents need.
Still, right now, white-collar and organized crime receive more attention than matters of national security in the Academy's curriculum.
I was in it for a long time, and certainly I've watched what's happened post 9/11, and I frankly think as an institution, the FBI is changing rapidly.
Bob Blitzer is a former head of the FBI's counterterrorism task force.
What's happened post September 11th is just the realization that more has to be done.
Blitzer says he would nearly double the amount of time devoted to counterterrorism training in the curriculum. Back at Quantico, meanwhile, our class has closed in on the man who delivered that letter bomb to the judge's house. Room 16 at the Dogwood Inn opens, and a powerfully built man with a Fu Manchu mustache steps out. A lit cigarette dangles from his lips. He looks around, then walks out and enters a stairwell.
FBI, please don't move! Stop! Keep your hands up! Keep your hands where you can see him!
Agents April and Allen later interrogate the suspect after they find a piece of paper in his pocket linking him to the militia group. He tells them there's another letter bomb.
It might still be in the post office. I don't know what he did with it. I don't know if he mailed it already or not, but it could still be floating around somewhere.
Did you catch a judge's name that he was wanting to send that to?
No.
When the students continue on with a routine set of questions, even after this warning, Instructor William Mackey interrupts.
All right, let me raise something here, folks. You've just been told that another letter bomb is out there. How do you deal with that?
I'm going.
The embarrassed student jumps up and goes to alert Montana FBI that another bomb may be on the way. Mackey points out that it's better to make mistakes here in the games at Quantico rather than out in the real world, a world that's becoming far more dangerous and far more complicated for the FBI in the wake of September 11th. And if the Attorney General's mandate for change is to be met, officials say, many of these students will have to return to the Academy for advanced training in counterterrorism. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.
You can find more information about this story at our website, npr.org.